324-0067, Curtis Butler Sr. Appellee v. Roderick T. Hodge Appellant.
Mr. Hodge, there you are. Okay, thank you. We can now hear you. You may proceed at this time with your argument.
If I may, I would like to put the court on notice that this is the holy month of Ramadan, wherein there should be no quarreling according to Islamic law, and so I'm asking for a stay to the end of Ramadan.
Would you make
and that's
that
a freedom of that's a freedom of excuse me.
Would you please repeat your request, Mr. Hodge?
I'm trying to make a, we are in Ramadan at this time. It just began and it ends at the end of the month. So I would like to ask for a benevolent stay for freedom of religion purposes to the end of Ramadan to engage in this argument for freedom of religion purposes.
Okay. Your argument that you filed in your brief before this court, of course, has been reviewed and read by everyone on the court, on this panel. And so if you would, we could certainly just decide this case on the written brief.
Yes, I would like for a stay, because we are in the middle, we're not in the middle, but we're in the beginning of Ramadan, and I would like for a stay in regards to that decision pending Ramadan, the conclusion of Ramadan, which is approximately April 1st, if it.
Now, you knew Ramadan during this time of your oral argument. You did not make an earlier request of this court?
In writing? No, sir. And I do apologize, but it is, we're on the, in the beginning of Ramadan at this, currently at this point, and I choose not to, you know, want to participate in these proceedings at this time. In regard, you know, specifically citing Ramadan, I'm asking for a benevolent stay from the court to help me achieve that. So I would like for a stay to the end of the month, to the conclusion of Ramadan. That's it.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, there are two other judges here along with me. We form a panel, and those types of decisions have to be made by the panel. So as to your request right now, we will ask you to stay, you know, where you are connected. And if the clerk would be so kind as to remove the panel so that we can discuss this and make a ruling.
Justice Holdridge, can I ask one question before we do that?
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
Mr. Hodge, are you currently occupying the property in question?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Justice Holdridge, you already asked the one question I had, is was there everything in writing in compliance with our rules? And the answer is no. So I don't have any other question.
Okay, very good. Will the clerk please arrange so that we can go into a conference to decide this oral request?
Would you like for me to remove Mr. Hodge from?
Well, that might be the simplest, but
yeah,
make
I think
sure
so.
Mr. Hodge can be brought in.
Yep.
After we
I will put him back in the waiting room, and then I will stop the recording. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. We will return with our ruling, Mr. Hodge. Mr. Hodge, please turn on your audio. Thank you. Mr. Hodge, the court has decided and ruled that you file a written motion to continue an oral argument for a date after Ramadan, I guess, which is the 29th of March. And that motion will be decided before then. And if the motion is granted, then you'll be set for an oral argument at a later date. If that motion is denied, the court will be deciding your case on the written pleadings, the record before the trial court, and your arguments contained in your brief.
Say the last part again.
It'll be decided on your brief, basically, okay, without an oral argument. So,
you want to put a time limit on that?
Yes, you file your motion within 7 days, okay, with our court, written motion. Okay, and that's the ruling of the court.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hodge.
All right. Can I leave now?
Yes, we'll proceed to the next case. Thank you.